Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Captain Ryan Lambert joins us now. We find him in Luling today. And, well, the wedding is over and you still survived it. So what's next for you?
I don't know. I'm too broke to buy gas.
And you weren't the one that got married.
Yeah, but I'm the one paid for it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh,
well, let's
Lord,
hope it was a good investment.
It was unbelievable. That young lady had a dream wedding, and she gives weddings for a living, so you know her dream was pretty dang big.
Absolutely. Well, what's going on, DTR?
Well, the river's down to 6. Actually, it's 5.9 today. So it's really low for this time of year. The water is getting greenish in places. If this wind will settle down, we'll start whacking trout too. But they living on reds every single day. They still doing real good on the reds. But it's been too windy to go after the trout. You know, it's just been really blowing. I went 2 days ago in the morning early, and you know, we was catching some trout on the west side, and then the wind picked up, but everybody's fishing the east side right now because that's where the reds are. You know, it's just funny, the west side, you know, I covered a lot of territory sight fishing the other day by myself, and I didn't see that many reds on the west side. I mean, it's really funky right now, but the east side sure got them.
Yeah. You know, your name came up. We had a commission meeting this week, and they still have not named that position for the commissioner. We're waiting for the governor to make an appointment. Are you hearing anything?
Well, I thought they had. I thought they had named it.
Nathan Wall. Yeah, they did.
Wall, yeah.
Right. Exactly right.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm waiting. My turn's coming, hopefully.
Well, and that doesn't keep you from having a voice in it, too.
Oh, no. I'm real busy with restoration right now. I'm trying to get some things done on the backside with the lawyers so I can go ahead and get that next grant and build about 30,000 acres on the east side with Ducks Unlimited. So hopefully that'll come pretty soon.
You know, this is something that, you know, you and I, you know, duck hunting is a big part of your business and the operation at Cajun Fishing Adventures. And we talk about duck hunting, and this has not received a lot of public announcing or gotten out, but I don't know if you're aware that right now they have a resolution in the National Wildlife Refuge System to actually reverse that policy that allows flooded corn on national refuges. And they want to reverse that to restore what they call more natural waterfowl migration, which means more ducks down south. And if people go to regulations.gov, you got to dig around for it. But you can actually find this proposed law. They're trying to change the law. You know, when they did that, they allowed the corn to be grown and the water to be flooded. And they did it on national wildlife refuges, and then they do it on private lands too. But this move would end it on national wildlife refuges.
Imagine that not so much of that is coming from us in the south, but coming from people around Arkansas and Tennessee, because after they did telemetry, it seems that those birds stay between those three refuges in that corn and just rotate in them, and very seldom come off.
Right. The people on the private lands, you know, because they've got pressure on there, birds don't come there. And so it's probably going to help them too. And maybe it'll increase the migration down here where we don't have to rely on total Arctic blizzards to get a few ducks down here.
Yeah, that would be nice. You know, a lot of our ducks don't eat corn, but some of them do, especially the mallards, and we don't have mallards at all. But we get rid of some of this salt water and push the fresh water into our swamps and marshes and get rid of that corn up there. Ain't no telling, we might kill ducks again.
Yeah,
that, of course, I can't complain. I kill a lot of ducks, but I
right. But the mallards, you know, there's mallards.
No, I don't kill
rare.
A lot of mallards. Out of 5,000 ducks this year, I killed 5 mallards.
Yeah,
so that's pretty sparse. But you know, we'll get our teal and we'll get our gadwalls and widgeons and pintails. Pintails especially, we have all the pintails. It seems like, you know, they'll leave a few days and go up there when we get too high of water, but they come right back. We got tons of pintails and been having canvasbacks real good in the last 3 or 4 years. So we take what God sends us and be happy
hey, look,
with it.
I'll take a pintail and a canvasback in exchange for a mallet any day. Let me tell you.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. It's a lot better shooting. You know, they don't float down and start backpedaling, you know. I can't imagine what Kuna has to do to that compared to what we shooting.
Hey, you know, there was some really good news came out of the commission meeting about the snapper season. Now, you do a little bit of snapping fishing, a Cajun fishing.
Very little, but
we need to do more now.
We're going to, because Cody's going to get a 25-footer, and little Tori, I think, likes to do that. So we'll have a couple of boats snapper fishing now, and we like to fool with the triple tail and the Cobia as well. So we'll do that. But, that, you know, that's four-day, 7 days a week starting in April.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. You know, the guys like to do that in the evening after we clean our fish. You know, a few of us will jump in the boat and go hit those rigs around there and have fun with that as well. So
it's easy fishing.
Oh, without a doubt. It's fun, too. But you better bring a lot of hooks. Boy, I tell you, you break off a lot.
Yeah, and you might get lucky and find a cobia. A lemonfish might be swimming around there.
Yeah, we find a bunch of them out there. But that's going to be something good for us. The redfish is going to go down to 4, but at least, you know, I didn't want to go 3 and take the guide limit because that's a 55% reduction. You know, we go from 20 fish to 9 fish. That's pretty hard hit. But if we stay at 12 fish, you know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and, you know, the 4 fish per person, I think the legislature can live with that because that's whose hands it's in now, and they already said that was something they were looking for. So
correct.
That should,
I think that'll
finally
pay.
Settle the redfish issue, yeah, once and for
all. And then within 3 years, we'll have all our redfish back without another catastrophe and with the river low like this in order to get really good spawns. So I think it's going to be great. Everything's coming up roses.
Very good. All right, how do they find you guys?
CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they could always call me at 504-559-5111. And I had that article in Ducks Unlimited this week, and man, my phone is ringing off the hook for teal season.
I bet it was. Well, you got any words for your Alabama? I know you got a lot of Alabama customers come over there.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of Alabama people. We call it freaking Alabama, you know, when every time we pass through there, just because of our football rivalry. But I have tons of friends in Alabama. I understand that's where you at today, huh?
That's where I am today. I'm kind of behind enemy lines. No, but it's all SEC. It's all good, you know. Friendly
rivalry. Yeah, like they fish those lakes. They got some nice soccer they fishing in them lakes. They just don't know what they are. They call them crappies or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing crappy about a crappie, that's for sure.
No.
All right, we'll catch up with you next week, Captain Ryan. Take care of yourself. Right. We'll see you then.
See you, buddy.
All righty, there he goes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.